David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special guest. He is the founder of Innovation Vista, and he is just an amazing individual. He is a IT expert and business consultant expert, and he has a great program that he offers. And today, he wants to tap onto the topic of why are we disrupting the IT strategy consultant space with a network approach, rather than hiring a bench in consultants. And, you know, I think this is a wonderful topic to tap into because a lot of times people don't realize the importance of incorporating IT experts into their business when they are needed. And a lot of times, because times are changing, IT is definitely a component that we need to learn more about and incorporate into our business area. And a lot of people tend to do things, you know, the old way. And he's going to be come to the show today, and he's going to explain the pros and the cons and explain why it's so important to have IT consultants come into your business and how it actually their expertise could be a fraction of the cost, and rather than paying tons of money for the same type of expertise. So, Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm very excited because when it comes to, you know, innovation, and it comes to all the different technologies we have today, life is changing so much, and, you know, and business is changing. And a lot of times people get stuck in their old ways and it hurts their businesses. And you have such a great service. So before we begin, tell everybody a little about yourself and how you got into this business.
Well, thank you. And so appreciate the invitation to be on the show today for sure. My whole life I have known I wanted to be involved in IT. I've been just intrigued and excited about it since I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. So I began my career as a programmer, a data modeler. I got into project management, and then an org chart role, so to speak, on IT management, and advanced to be the CIO of five different mid-sized companies in the finance and real estate sector. Mm-hmm. After the fifth company I was a CIO for was acquired, I realized that rather than trying to go find CIO chair number six, that there was a market opportunity that I wanted to explore. And I decided to found Innovation Vista back in 2019. Mm-hmm. For that reason, there are all kinds of companies, especially in the middle market or even smaller businesses, that really need the expertise and the experienced insights of mm-hmm. C-level leaders. Mm-hmm. But to your point in that fantastic introduction, they don't have the budget. Yeah. It just is not going to make sense for a lot of companies to hire a full-time CIO. So what do they do? Many of them try to make a go of it with a middle manager mm-hmm. in IT.
Yes.
You know, a less experienced person, less expensive person.
Right.
And a lot of those people are really, really smart, but they only know what they know.
Yeah.
And one of the huge adjustments that is made when an IT executive rises to the C-level is getting used to collaborating with the business leaders across the rest of the organization.
Right.
So that's often a blind spot for managers of IT or directors of IT. The other pattern we see a lot is companies rely on a vendor.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's they're getting services from that vendor and maybe more affordably than if they hired all that staff themselves. But when they take the step to also get their strategy from that same vendor, mm-hmm. and we say you have the fox guarding the hen house
yeah.
at that point, because that company's motivations are not the same as your organization. They're going to be motivated to keep costs down, and that means keep change down. What's the simplest thing that an IT person can do? Nothing, right? Upgrades are where you run into risks and crashes and downtimes and what have you. And so, we really believe that it's critical to have an experienced person who's got this, sort of wide expertise of what's good, what works for companies like a particular organization, and to have that from an independent expert that is not motivated to keep things simple and to keep change at a minimum in order to help their own profit margin. That's kind of the genesis for founding Innovation Vista, to provide the C-level IT consulting on a contract basis, short term or part time. And the part time component of that in particular really opens up this value proposition you mentioned, where we can provide 100% of the expertise for a fraction of the cost. So that's really where Innovation Vista came to exist. It's funny. I founded the company in 2019, right before the arrival of COVID to the world. And COVID was horrible in so many ways, right? And certainly impacted a brand new startup IT consulting firm. But one of the silver linings it gave us is I spent spring and summer of 2020 meeting freelance CIOs and CTOs, learning kind of what's out there, what's the spectrum of services and the approach people take, and really dialing in, like for Innovation Vista, this idea of being a business leader as equally important as being a technology leader. That really was codified in all of those conversations. I have spoken to over 1,400 freelance C-level IT consultants. And so from that, we've chosen this network that I believe is a very strategic approach for us. We're over 430 now in that network. These are all former successful executives. They've made this adjustment in the way technology people operate. To really think of their colleagues as business leaders and not technology. They have the technical skills, of course. That's part of what's being paid for, but it's often the easy part of the equation. The hard part is translating what's possible technically to what would make sense organizationally. And that's easier said than done, and that's really where the expertise is just worth its weight in gold. And people who've been around the block and who know where the potholes are and can come into an organization at a very affordable rate, far less than full time. Really, our services start at $1,000 a week. So you're talking about not only cheaper than a full time CIO would involve, of course, but cheaper than hiring a full time administrative assistant, even. So for $1,000 a week, you get access to this broad experience that the consultant has that's assigned to the client, as well as the full power of our network of 430. If questions come up, and we tap into that on a regular basis to get the power of the group and their experience.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, a lot of people, what I've noticed in businesses, they all have their own responsibilities and they work in their own departments, and they're really educated just in that area and that triangle of theirs. And so they don't really understand a lot, outside their triangle. Now, when you speak about the IT manager and you speak about the C-level manager, I think a lot of people will get confused and say, "What's a C-level manager? What's the difference between the two?" Can you go a little more in depth about that?
Yeah, it's a great question. We find the main difference is how they view their role. Someone who has advanced in their career to become a CIO or a CTO has gone from role after role where they are reporting to technology people and they're working side by side with other technology people. As you're moving through your career ladder, obviously that starts in IT with a very specific niche. So I began as a programmer and a data modeler. Other people begin on the help desk. They become a system administrator, maybe, or a cybersecurity expert. So, you learn what you work in. And to some extent, there are blinders on for the rest of IT. As you advance and you get finally to that C level, several things change. One is you're now sort of the jack of all trades, master of none. Or if you're going to be master of one, make it leadership and communication, not technical, right? So that's a huge adjustment. Their colleagues now are the rest of the C-suite, which are, business leaders, the COO, the CFO, the CRO, and certainly the CEO, and interacting with the board of directors. It's not something that, as a manager of IT or a director of IT, that many people have experience doing. If they do have experience in one of these smaller companies where they are sort of the head of the IT department, they only have experience in that one organization, typically. And so many of those people are, they're very smart, they're homegrown, they know where all the bodies are buried, so to speak, with that specific platform and architecture. But the downside of all of that is that, they don't know what's happening in the rest of the world. And so we hear just over and over again, clients will say, your consultant walked in the door and basically talked for, 2 or 3 hours about what they'd seen work at other organizations. And over half of the ideas, it's the first time we'd ever thought of them, right? This whole other world of the art of the possible. So it's a long answer to the question, but I think, the reason we focus on C-level is that mindset shift. And the skills that they've developed in collaborating with business leaders and not leaving behind the technical world, because we still need that. This idea that, you can talk techie all day long because your colleagues and your direct supervisor are also techies, that's gone. And you really learn to speak the language of business and to prioritize the priorities of the organization as opposed to some technical goal about, having an elegant architecture or what have you.
And I think that's so important because 90% of the people that you talk to, a lot of technical stuff goes right over their head. They just don't understand it. I've met the smartest people, but when it comes to computers and it comes to IT, they just don't even know how to upload something, but they're very smart and they're very good at what they do. But when you go into the technical world, you go into the IT world, it's a totally different world, and to be able, it seems like to be able to have both expertise in one person is a huge advancement for the company because it really puts them on a different level where they could probably get a lot more accomplished than if they just hired a consultant.
Absolutely right. And that's very well said. I appreciate that.
Now, when it comes to like different types of companies, do you work with all different types of companies, or are there specific companies that you focus on?
Yeah, from an industry perspective, now that we're, well over 400 consultants, we really do have multiple, actually double-digit options in a lot of industries. So we don't specialize on that. What we do specialize on is the size of the organization. Generally, we are aimed at the mid-market. That's where, there's the complexity is there that the ROI and the impact of our consultant is going to be meaningful. And we always look to make sure it's not just meaningful, but it's much higher than the size of our invoice. to that
Wow.
client.
I see.
And this is something that's just that makes sense for everyone.
Right.
And it sounds kind of counterintuitive to say my accountant would love if I would just maximize revenue for every client, but I tell them that's fine, and maybe for 1 month that
Yeah.
works. But then the client says this doesn't make sense for me, and we've got to exit the partnership. We
Right.
really look for long term
Yeah.
partnerships where if we're in as a virtual CIO, for example. We want the cost of that to make sense for that organization.
Yeah.
And we want the consultant to know that they are coming up with savings, with additional revenue opportunities, with capabilities that allow the client to take business away from their competitors and build market share, additional revenue streams, or accelerating their existing revenue streams.
Yeah.
And in a scale that is far higher than what we are costing them.
What are some of the common problems that you see in businesses that you usually are able to solve? Because a lot of times, there are businesses that just need some, they make common mistakes, and sometimes it's just some small tweaks that could actually make a humongous difference in how well the company operates and the profit that they could actually generate.
No, it's so true. That I guess at an overall pattern, having someone in the building that knows what's possible, that's sort of my short answer. If you don't have that, you are really dependent on your vendors, your
Yeah.
software providers, your hardware and hosting providers. And if they say, we can't do that, or this is just part of the cost of doing business, or
Yeah.
sorry, our SLA is only 98% uptime. You're just going to
Yeah.
have to deal with it, right? Just knowing that you can get to a higher level
Yeah.
for very affordable costs and reasonable investments. So, clients come in different levels of maturity, right?
Yeah.
Some of them are struggling with pain on a daily basis,
Right.
crashes, breaches maybe on a cybersecurity.
Yeah.
And so, we help those clients stabilize their
Yeah.
IT. That's step one. They may want to talk about let's start AI or let's do these big advanced analytics or whatever. And that's great. And we love to go there when the time is right.
Right.
But the time is not right unless you've stabilized.
Yes.
From there, we move to optimizing.
Right.
So let's make sure systems are integrated.
Yeah.
Let's make sure systems are really serving the need. Like we have the right ones
Right.
chosen.
Yeah.
A lot of organizations kind of fall prey to software company salespeople. There's a whole art and science of running a system selection
Yeah.
and implementation, as you know. And if you don't have that experienced person in the building that can run that for you,
Right.
sometimes you get led down a path by a very slick sales team,
Yeah.
and you end up licensing something that's not a great fit. And it's a hard choice. The grass isn't always greener. Do we switch or do we just deal with the devil?
Yeah.
Right? We have those conversations all the time. So helping clients make those decisions as part of optimizing.
Yeah.
We have that in a good place, and the systems are good. They're integrated together. We've got an idea of enterprise data coming together that can be leveraged. Then we are ready to monetize.
Right.
And that really, those are fun projects. Those are the most fun for
Yeah.
me personally. And it is an area where I feel like we set ourselves apart because we've got some unique frameworks and approaches to try to find revenue and market share opportunities.
Right.
A lot of IT consulting firms don't really speak to that. There's
Yeah.
a lot of talk about efficiency, of course, automating and taking costs out of an organization.
Yeah.
But very few really talk about let's help you do something your competitors can't match.
Yeah, you don't see
Let's
that.
start winning business here and move the top line, not just the middle line and the bottom line. Those make the CFO happy. But
Yeah.
if you want to make the CEO and the board happy to really grow,
Yeah.
you can't save your way to growth, as they say. you need to bring top line impact. So we love that, where we can work with clients to monetize their IT.
I love that. I love that. And when you were speaking before about, how sometimes when you're working with different people, a lot of problems could occur. And I've heard that so many times by business owners is that they'll bring in a software company and then they'll bring in this company and then they'll bring in this vendor. And then, the software isn't working properly, or their accounting, department, their billing isn't working properly. And all these different things are happening. And the vendor made promises and the vendor is not delivering. And all of a sudden, and they have problems in all these different directions. And when you have all these problems, you can't work efficiently. Your company's not working efficiently, and then you're overwhelmed because you have all these different problems that you're dealing with. And if you're not careful, you can really bring the business down and under. So it's really important to really, I think the less people you have on your team, and if the team is able to do the job efficiently, instead of having A, B, C, D, and E, if you could just have A or B, and you can just focus on those people individually, I think a lot more could get done so much quicker.
It's very well said. I use the analogy a lot of the conductor of an orchestra, right? So our consultant will fill that role. Individual musicians are, I mean, they're really fantastic, and they work their whole life on that instrument, and they know how to play. It doesn't come together as a symphony, and it doesn't really sound good unless you have that conductor that's making sure that the way that each piece is done makes sense in some larger vision. And even if you're starting at a basic level, stabilize. It doesn't have to be monetized or optimized. I mean, you have to have a vision, and you have to have the person who's coordinating those efforts capable and clear in their mind of what the vision is, and having built it with the right skill sets to collaborate with the organization. It's not just technology. This impacts sales, operations, supply chain, delivery chain, legal, accounting, right? I mean, technology in this day and age in 2025 has its tendrils everywhere. And that's a theme we hear over and over, is just, again, that mindset that our consultants bring, to know the stakeholders and to understand how to orchestrate, and keep costs reasonable and keep the ROI positive, and have a business mindset about what they're doing.
I love it. That is amazing. Now, if you like, can you tell me a little about the services that you offer for different types of clients?
Absolutely. So there is a spectrum, as you can imagine, and we're very flexible to tailor these to what a client needs. So I mentioned our services start at about $1,000 a week. That is an advisory service. So we typically, the pattern is we're participating on a leadership call once a week with IT, with their vendors, and with the stakeholders in the organization. And then we are doing research between those calls to bring proposals, recommendations, assessments, comments, introductions to other partners, et cetera. A lot of value in that for a very small cost. Outside of that and beyond that, we are asked to do assessments at times. So sometimes the board of director or an audit group will just want an outsider to come turn over all the rocks and look at a platform. So we have our consultants coordinate that, and we bring in specific experts as needed, do an assessment and recommendation report. Sometimes organizations that are very formal want to go beyond that even to a strategic roadmap, where it's not just recommendations, but it's specific, sort of partners identified, staffing plans, the sequencing of projects, understanding the dependencies and the prerequisites that have to be in place for each step. So you get a strategic roadmap of taking the organization from where they are to, a better place, right? Some future state where the capabilities are there, The business impact is there from these technology investments. Digital transformation planning, that's also sort of a strategy service that sometimes very quick in a few weeks, we can help organizations get a plan together. Sometimes it's several months, sometimes it's an ongoing thing. AI planning, right? So all of that is sort of in the strategy, and let's come in as an outsider and bring ideas and help you get a plan together. We also, from there, are often asked, it's upward of 85% of our clients where we've helped them with the strategy side of it, ask us for help making it happen. So either they want our consultant to lead a particularly complex project. Maybe it's a merger acquisition, large system implementation, something along that line that's not a project that they want to just hand to a PMP, project manager. All the way to, of course, interim CIO services, virtual CIO, the short-term, part-time, fractional CIO is still a term that's used as well. Virtual is more common now because a lot of these things are remote, but we have clients that do want someone local that's popping into their office on a weekly basis. So again, we tailor all of that to what the client needs. And really our goal again is to make sure that the size of our impact is bigger than the size of our invoice.
I love it. That's wonderful. Now, if we had to take today's conversation, you wanted to emphasize on some important factors for the listeners, what are some things that you really like to stress to them?
Yeah, so you mentioned this network approach that we have taken. There are over 100,000 IT consulting firms out there, right? So it's very difficult for a listener, right? A lot of what I'm saying probably, hopefully, makes sense. But the question is often, okay, great. Why should I call Innovation Vista as opposed to ABC or Acme down the street, right? One of the things that is very unique about us is this network approach that we have taken with our consultants. So the typical model, I would say 90 plus percent of consulting firms follow, is to open up their doors to hire some consultants that are experienced, very sharp people, to hire some marketing and find projects for those consultants to go help clients. Very traditional standard approach. My view is, and in founding Innovation Vista, really from day one, I decided I am not going to build a bench because the challenge and the problem that comes in really for the client in that is the square peg in the round hole, right? You've hired a couple of consultants, maybe one or two. As smart as they are, they could be brilliant, and a lot of them are. But they know what they know. They've worked in the industries that they've worked in. They've run the projects that they've run. And no matter how smart they are, if they haven't seen a particular vertical or dealt with it in the past, the nuances about that, the business model, the specific system platforms that are in the market to support organizations in that industry, all of that is so valuable that taking someone off the bench, what you get is this typical pattern where the first couple of months of a consulting engagement are spent with the consultant interviewing stakeholders, asking them about the business, asking them what they like, what they don't like, right? And they're basically going to school on the company. And it takes too long. And in my view, that's a wasted investment for the client.
I agree.
If they're looking for C-level help, I believe we ought to give them C-level help that walks in the door knowing the basics of their business model, having worked in that industry before, maybe for a similar size organization, so they know the challenges. They certainly know the language, the vocabulary. They know those primary platforms that are being used. They know where did the revenue come from? Where do the costs come from?
Right.
What are the different knobs and dials that you may have relative to market positioning and pricing and so forth? That's the power that we get. We unlock that by
Yeah.
using this network approach, where we have vetted across the world. I won't say every single freelance CIO because I do meet some every single week.
Yeah.
We're monitoring the market for every single freelance CIO, CTO, or
Right.
CISO for cybersecurity experts to know who they are. We reach out and get a sense of their experience, their approach, their mindset that they bring. I mentioned I'd spoken to over 1,400. About a third of them make the cut for
Yeah.
us to be in our directory of consultants. They make the cut because they have not just technical skills, but they really understand that the right way to think about this work
Right.
in terms of business impact, organizational impact, top line, efficiency, compliance, all the
Yeah.
things that keep CEOs up at night, not the kinds of things that IT people care about.
Right.
We do good IT and we do think about architecture and consistency and so forth, but we don't think about those things in isolation.
Yeah.
They're all for a purpose. And if they don't make sense for an ROI purpose for the good of the overall organization,
Yeah.
we don't support them. And so that mindset, I find it in about a third of the freelancers. And that really is what draws that line between who's on our list and who's not.
Right.
But then within that network of 430 consultants,
Yeah.
the power to choose, for a particular client, once we know where are they, what are they trying to do, what's their vision,
Yeah.
or do they need help even articulating a vision collaboratively, we can match them with the perfect consultant. That again walks in the door knowing those basics. They can spend their time zeroing in on what's unique, what's
Right.
strategic,
Right.
what will really move the needle. And our clients see that and respond. It just is a world of difference versus someone off the bench.
Right. I love that because it seems like it could take so much stress off of a business owner or a CEO, because like you said, what IT worries about is very different from what the owner or the CEO worries about, and if everything is running efficiently, it takes a lot of problems and a lot of worry off that person's head. And these are problems that, they're just not going to know how to deal with, because they're not, in those departments. They don't know how things run. They're only good at their job, which is overseeing everything, but they
Right.
don't know exactly how everything works. And that's what the ITC level consultant is actually for, it seems.
100%. And especially, 2025. I mean, what area of business is changing faster than technology?
Yeah.
I mean, right. And not just fast change, but accelerating change. So the pace of change we have right now is faster than it's ever been.
Yes.
And it'll never again be this slow.
Right.
And just acknowledging that, and CEOs that realize this is a blind spot for them.
Yeah.
If you have a blind spot on something that is strategic, it can mean the difference between survival and thriving, certainly in the digital
Yes.
age. With the pace of change, what it is, I have a biased opinion. But
Yeah.
to me, there's no better area where outside consulting makes sense, especially at the price points that we can offer it.
Right. I love that. Now, where can people find you?
So our website is innovationvista.com. Happy to take a message there, schedule a follow-up call. I'm a big believer in face-to-face calls like this, just really getting a sense, where someone is and their pain points and the gain that they're looking for that they believe can come from technology, and then seeing where we can help. I'm
Right.
also very active on LinkedIn. Post a lot of content there, and I'm very happy for people to reach out there and Whether it's for an engagement or not, no obligation at all. This is my favorite topic to talk about. So, I sometimes do a podcast interview and I just get a question from someone who saw it saying, "Hey, real quick, have you ever seen this and any recommendations for that?" That's fine. Happy to pay it forward, I guess, in that way, and just help someone avoid some pain in their life. And, maybe they have us in their head, and the next time they hear someone say, "Who's a good IT consulting firm?" they say Innovation Vista as a result.
Yes, 100%. Oh my goodness, this has been amazing. I really thank you so much for coming on the show, Jeff. This has been an amazing experience. I hope you'll come back because I would love to go a little bit deeper into some of these topics that you mentioned, especially the monetization and go more in depth about IT and the difference in how it can make people's lives so much better. Because we do have a lot of people that are still doing things in a lot, more in the old-fashioned way, and some people just don't know how to take the next step forward. So, a lot of these topics can be great topics to talk about. So I hope you'll come back to the show, and I
Love
really
to.
enjoyed having you on today. Thank you so much.
Well, likewise, thank you again for the invitation. I would love to come back and talk further. Absolutely.
Well, you have a great day.
You too.